Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. The unmet need for contraception scam is just another excuse for depopulating the planet. PRI President Stephen Mosier reports. You may be forgiven for not knowing that September 26th was World Contraception Day. In fact, you will probably be surprised to learn that such a day even exists and that the population controllers continue to celebrate it. After all, you may say, the population bomb has long been exposed as a myth, while the world's fertility is in free fall. Even the New York Times admits that the world is about to go into absolute population decline. Don't the population controllers know when to quit? The short answer is no, they don't, and they won't. The population control movement, which has billions of dollars in its coffers and tens of thousands of employees, does not intend to go quietly to its grave. Rather, convinced that there are still too many Africans, Asians, and Latin Americans, it hungers to drive human numbers down even faster. In this, it enjoys the wholehearted support of the Biden administration, which each year spends over $1 billion to chemically and surgically sterilize women in low and middle income countries. Now that the population bomb has fizzled, however, they have had to come up with another excuse for their war on people. After all, simply telling entire races or ethnicities to stop having babies just isn't done anymore, at least outside of communist China. So they have taken a different tack. They are now producing studies claiming that poor women around the world are asking to be sterilized and contracepted. This allows them to justify continued U.S. funding of anti-baby programs as a humane response to a real and pressing need of women in the developing world. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how a phony statistic called the unmet need for contraception came to be conjured up. In the run-up to World Contraception Day, with the exquisite timing characteristic of a planned propaganda campaign, a new study of the contraceptive needs of women of reproductive age was published by The Lancet. You know, the same British medical journal that disgraced itself during the pandemic by claiming that the COVID virus came from nature. The study, funded by the Gates Foundation, purported to show that some 162.9 million women around the world had an unmet need for contraception. And I quote, "Africa has the highest unmet need for contraception in the world," the authors write. They define this as a share of sexually active, fertile women who do not have access to contraception but do not want a child at the moment or wish they could have delayed or avoided their most recent pregnancy. Young women between the ages of 15 to 19 saw the lowest demand satisfied at just about 65%, followed by the age group of 20 to 24-year-olds, 72%. End quote. The reader comes away with the impression that these young women are demanding contraceptives that are being denied them, or perhaps that some are even victims of a kind of forced pregnancy. Nothing could be further from the truth. The surveys relied upon by the authors avoid asking women directly if they want contraceptives because that would give away the game. Most of these interviewed would say no. Instead, they cleverly dance around the question of contraception. They ask women who are not pregnant if they planned on having a baby within the next 2 years. If the answer is no, they are categorized as having an unmet need for contraception. Women who are pregnant are asked if they had planned on getting pregnant when they did. If they respond that their pregnancy was not precisely planned, whether they are happy about it or not, they are categorized as having an unmet need for contraception. Still other surveys don't even pretend to take the woman's opinion into account. They simply classify all women of reproductive age with a child two and under and who is not on birth control as having an unmet need for contraception. Still other surveys don't even pretend to take the woman's opinion into account. They simply classify all women of reproductive age with a child two and under and who is not on birth control as having an unmet need for contraception. Not until the very end of this 32-page study, which is filled with a dizzying array of charts and sophisticated statistical analysis, do the authors admit that the actual opinions of women do not matter. Their algorithm, they say, does not entail asking women if they need or want